listeners, to the first episode of SOCCCD Voices, where we delve deep into the heart of education, exploring stories, insights, and perspectives that shape our learning landscape here in the South Orange County Community College District. I'm your host, Juliana Aspren Barnes, and we have a special episode in store for you. We are honored to be joined by student trustee Caitlin Hitty, who has been serving as a student voice on the Board of Trustees since April of 2023. Through the role of student trustee, Caitlin has a unique opportunity to champion issues at a policy level to serve some of the greatest needs of her student peers on both campuses of Saddleback College and Irvine Valley College. So without further ado, let's delve in. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, nice to see you. It's a pleasure to have you here on our inaugural show. And so to kick things off, could you share a little bit with our listeners, a little bit about yourself, such as your major, involvements on campus, and what inspired you to run for the student trustee position here in our district?
Absolutely. Well, it's my second year at Saddleback College. I'm currently majoring in hydrological science and policy. Last year, I had the honor of serving as the Senator of Campus Sustainability on our board last year. I also had the honor of attending the DC ASAC conference, where I was able to hear a lot of my peers from IBC and Saddleback student testimonies about their experiences on campus. And it inspired me to get more involved with the student government and the Board of Trustees, and that's why I decided to run.
Awesome. So it sounds like you were very engaged and very involved, and so obviously that piqued your interest. So it's evident that you bring a unique perspective to the table. Fostering student engagement and empowerment is pivotal in any educational institution. And so as the liaison between the student body and the administration, what initiatives or changes have you advocated for during your tenure as student trustee?
So basic needs has been a huge topic of concern across our campuses for years. So it's been something that I really held close to me throughout my term. I've been able to work closely with EOPS and the Care Corner at both schools. So that's been really influential in helping to promote basic needs programs throughout our campuses. I've had the honor of working with them more directly on projects such as our canned food drives, but also in just making sure that the existing programs are available and accessible to our students. And I know that this isn't just a priority for me. I know across our board, our fellow trustees have also expressed a strong interest in promoting basic needs, as well as student housing on our campuses. It's been a pleasure to talk to a lot of our other student leaders, veterans, and members of the Promise Program just to see how student housing would affect them and how they would like to see it implemented on our campuses. So it's been really helpful to kind of be able to talk with our students about that and how these changes would affect them directly.
That's beautiful. I really appreciate you illuminating the food and housing insecurities among our students. And I know just firsthand that you've really been a champion and an advocate for our students who are experiencing food and housing insecurity. So really appreciate hearing that. And clearly you're super dedicated to the student experience. And I have always believed as well that a thriving educational institution involves addressing diverse needs of students or social, cultural needs and reality. So really appreciate hearing that. So what advice do you have for fellow students aiming to make the most of their community college experience?
I love this question. Well, I would definitely say to get involved as much as possible. Obviously, staying engaged in classrooms and keeping up with your classwork is super important, but I definitely recommend any student at any college to get involved as much as possible. I think this will look different for any student. I mean, I know for me, it was through student government, and that's been really a way that I've been able to connect with our campuses and have more social aspects with our different students. But I know that a lot of other people will join clubs, sports, anything like that, I think is super helpful to being a well-rounded student. And I think that also getting involved for many students may mean just reaching out to counselors, the OPS program, and just taking advantage of all the opportunities and support programs that we have on campus. So I would encourage any student to get involved in those ways as well.
That's awesome. Well, so obviously your pathway into involvement was through student government, but I really appreciate you talking about the other support services that we have. And then obviously we have a bunch of athletic events and performing arts. It's very robust and comprehensive at both of our colleges. So appreciate you talking about that. I can't believe it that I feel like you just stepped into this role. But your term on the Board of Trustees will soon come to an end. So is there any one thing that you're particularly proud of with regard to your accomplishments this year? And looking ahead, what are some of your plans for the future?
I think I've been most proud of just the way I've been able to help our students grow as leaders and advocate for their needs on campus. It's always an honor to watch my peers behind the microphone speaking at the trustees meetings, talking about their experiences on campus or student houselessness, maybe their insecurities as far as basic needs. And I'm also just proud of the amount of students and faculties that I've been able to work alongside. I think one of the most special things about our California Community College is just the diverse community that we've grown here, whether it's age, experience level, career goals, educational goals. I think it's been really rewarding to be able to speak with so many different people with so many different backgrounds and goals. So I'm really proud of the way that our communities have been able to build up together. And I'm really proud of the way I've been able to involve myself in these different aspects. I also know that my predecessor, Charlotte Clementi, will uphold these values. I actually have a class with her, and she's just been, you can tell in our class the way she's able to build community even just within our classroom. So I'm excited to see how she's going to grow that throughout the district as well. On a more personal note, I'll be transferring next year. So I look forward to continue to building or promoting student housing. And I think that promoting California community colleges and just helping support them has been something that has been a priority for me. And I know it'll continue to be a priority for me even as I transition to a four-year institution. But yeah, I'm excited to see how everything grows.
That's awesome. So where are you? Do you know where you're transferring to yet?
I haven't got admitted anywhere yet. So we're holding on close to decisions. Probably find out around next month. But
well, we'll have to follow up. So I did meet the future student trustee as well. Yes. At a recent luncheon through Charter 100. So, and I know she's very appreciative of you and really setting the foundation for her to also be successful. So appreciate that. And so I think with that, it sounds like we might be coming to the end here with regard to our brief but powerful discussion. I know you've been such a great advocate once again for our students and for our district, and you've been of great service. I really am looking forward to seeing what you do next. And I know that we're going to hear about you when you transfer at your next four-year institution. So, Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your perspective. It's been an enlightening conversation, highlighting the power of the student voice and the spirit driving our community college towards excellence. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. And then to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to our SOCCCD Voices. And stay tuned for more engaging conversations and stories shaping the landscape of the South Orange County Community College District. Until next time, keep learning and keep growing. Thank you.